Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just don't be that guy wearing the gloves, man. Don't be the guy wearing the rubber or the latex gloves as you're peeling your crawfish.
You've seen that before.
Oh, yeah, and I judge the hell out of you.
I have not ever seen that before in my life. The only people that I've ever seen wear rubber gloves outside of a doctor's office is the freaks during COVID. Like, he wore the rubber gloves and the masks everywhere. Like, oh, my God. I went to BB's up by our house the other day. It was, let's see, what? The Cougs beat Duke on Saturday night. I went and celebrated Sunday afternoon after church. And everybody at BB's was wearing rubber gloves eating crawfish.
Dude, wow.
I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you people?
If you are a grown-ass adult, you better not be doing that, because you have no idea how embarrassed you actually should be. It's a damn shame.
I don't like to get my hands dirty.
Well, then crawfish, sir, is not for you.
I know. I don't like to work for my food. So.
You're like Patrick. Patrick, you know, he likes crawfish, as he claims, but he likes it done for him already.
Right.
Like, as in, it needs to be in an etouffee, or it needs to be in a gumbo, or, you know, something like that, and... The way that I understand it is he will eat it, but somebody needs to peel it for him. And I say, are you my wife?
Kidding me?
Like, what's happening here?
Same.
PC.
I love lobster rolls, but I don't want a lobster where I got to crack it and pull the meat out, all this stuff.
Oh, you divas.
Yeah, that's right. Give me the food prepared.
You divas.
That's why I go boneless wings with a fork instead of having to deal with the hold in them.
Luke and bougie-ass PC.
Disappointment, man.
I need it peeled for me. I need it prepared.
Can you peel my seafood?
Hey,
for
we're gonna break you of this tomorrow. Somebody's going to break you of this tomorrow.
Bring the gloves for me.
God, no! Don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know what? I'll make the compromise with you. Put the damn gloves on, but just peel your own crawfish. Okay.
All right.
Peel your own crawfish. Have fun. Go out and see Luke Morrow and Ron Hughley and everybody tomorrow. They'll be in Sugarland at Spectators Bar and Grill. For the 610 crawfish circuit as it continues. So looking forward to that. Hope you guys have a great time. Go join them. If the weather's going to be like it has been the last few days tomorrow, then, man, what are you doing? It's a Friday. Go eat some crawfish without gloves. Live a little. YOLO.
Boner alert.
Yeah. Don't be all bad and bougie like Luke is planning on being. And I would imagine, you know, Ron strikes me as a rubber glove guy, too, by the way. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
He does not strike me as a guy that is going to get his hands dirty.
You know, you say that. I want to say the first time we were introducing Ron to crawfish, when he had first got to Houston, I think he was exploring the idea of bringing some gloves. And I had to kind of pull him aside and say, Ron, listen now. We don't do that.
Yeah.
The drive isn't going to be about that.
It's frowned upon. It's one of those things you will get made fun of in public if you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us up, man. 713-572-4610. 572-4610. I open the phone lines, Tyler, so the people can call. Or you can text the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. We like to hear from you if you want to talk a little crap during the show. Add something to the show. That's how I roll. Love to hear from you. Call or text. I've got Twitch and YouTube pulled up. Well, I lie. I don't have Twitch. Luke has Twitch. I got the YouTuber pulled up and the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line if you want to be a part of the show that way. We can definitely do that. Now, who brought up the Masters in the crosstalk segment? It was either you or Reggie.
Reggie, yeah.
But I heard you guys discussing this yesterday between you and Ron, like the Masters. I think Ron asked some sort of a question like what it takes for you to be like really invested or something to that effect, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what would get you to the TV, say, on Sunday for the Masters?
To me, the only person that would ask that question is a person that needs something to, you know, be interested in. Like, yeah, you know who Scottie Scheffler is. You know he's been the world number one, but for how long? Well, I'll tell you, 98 weeks. It's been a while now, going on nearly 3 years. So for a lot of people that are like average, mediocre to even non-golf fans, like, you know, maybe the significant other of a big golf fan, wife, husband, whatever, it's got to be the underdog. There's only one right answer. There has to be an underdog in the race or everybody's favorite. Tiger Woods has to be in contention. Or I'll even put a third one in there. A has-been that is in contention. Like, if there is a Fred Couples type.
Ernie Els.
Like, somebody that you least expect, you know, to be in contention. And I've been hoping for years it would have been a guy like Fred Couples. Because he's badass. Usually at the Masters in the first day or two. But then kind of flames out the last, you know, like on Friday. Mm-hmm. Maybe misses the cut. Or makes the cut and then just has a womp womp Saturday kind of a thing, and he's not really in contention.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mickelson with the PGA Championship in 2021 when he won that, and a lot of people got into it.
But yeah, well, and it's weird because there were a lot of people in it, but I think there were also probably a lot of people like hate watching Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. At that point, yeah,
you know, like you're watching, hoping for him to fail,
right?
And I don't know why. I can't even describe my dislike for Phil Mickelson.
Oh, dislike.
Maybe it's the Tiger Phil rivalry kind of a thing. I don't know. I was obviously very much more of a Tiger guy, but Phil, he has one of those punchable faces, I guess.
I think so. And I am a Phil guy, not as much in recent years as I was previously, but I can see that still.
That surprises me, Bajani. I love Phil.
Well,
love old Hefty.
It's funny because in recent years, I've taken a little more liking to him because I like some of the stuff that he does on social. He's actually a funny son of a gun. You know, the videos that he takes, he's a wisecracker. So like in that regard, yeah, he's become a little bit more likable to me. I just don't know if I really want to see him succeed so much on the golf course.
I just think he's very relatable. I think that was always the appeal. A guy that liked to gamble, maybe even get into financial trouble because of it. A guy who struggled, we can all relate with that.
He's golf's Charles Barkley.
Yeah, like, right. He sort of is.
Gambles and loses his ass.
Yeah. Got a good personality, has shown that personality more so in the last, say, 10 to 20 years. So, yeah, I just think he's become relatable. I think that's the appeal for him, or was before some of the more drama in recent years where he's put his foot in his mouth at times. But for me, getting back to that question, because I am like an average golf fan, I think for me it's either Scheffler trying to go back-to-back, which we haven't seen in almost 25 years, or Rory trying to get it done on Sunday. I think those are the two things that would get me really locked in. I'm going to check it out anyways. Or like you said, yeah, some sort of underdog, even like a newcomer who they always struggle at the Masters. But if there's somebody that's trying to win like in their first event or whatever it is, a guy that hasn't won a major before.
Yeah,
that'll get me going too.
But like the amateurs that have a really good first round or second round, and you want to see them do it. You know, the amateur, if they win the Masters,
they
don't win a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, you get the pat on the back, you get the trophy, you get the shake of the hand. But I don't know that they can win money. If you win the Masters. That's what I've always heard, at least. And I think that's to be true.
Yeah, it removes that amateur status.
Yeah. Hiroshi Tai is tied for 10th in a long list of people tied for 10th. He is the amateur, the lone amateur near the top of the leaderboard. Our guy, Scottie Scheffler, who's trying to repeat, as you mentioned, having a really good first round through 16. He's 4 under and in a tie for second place along with Tyrrell Hatton and Corey Connors. They're all four under par. The leader, how about this? And it's early for him. Just through 10 and 6 under for the day is Justin Rose. That's pretty impressive right there.
That is a name I have not heard in quite some time.
Right, right. Justin Rose having a really good day. Some other familiar names maybe that you would know. Jason Day, he's in a tie for 5th, 2 under through 16. Bryson DeChambeau, tied for 5th. He's also 2 under. Very early for him. I would not be shocked at all if that guy's at the top of the leaderboard. He's only through 6 holes today and already at 2 under. So
I got some money on Bryson.
You have money on him to win it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Threw a little.
Cameron Smith up there. He's 1 under and done for the day. Also done for the day, my guy Fred Couples finished. He's 1 under.
Okay.
He's one of those guys that's in a tie for 10th. Yeah, he's there. I really look forward to watching him. Colin Morikawa's in 10th, Brian Harman in 10th, Cameron Smith in 10th. We'll keep you up to date on the Masters leaderboard if you are interested, and I know many of you are. It's one of those events, like I was telling Lopez, you know, whether it be one of the Triple Crown races, one of the car races, NASCAR, IndyCar, whatever the case may be, not something that you ever even have on throughout the course of a year as background noise on your television screen, but you know it's a big event and you just want to see what happens. You want to be involved in it. And when you live in a city like Houston that has experienced like fantastic weather the last few days, that in and of itself in the month of April signals Masters. Like, it looks outside like it does at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and it just, you're in the vibe. You're in the feel of it. And that's the way it is for me. And I want to go play golf. I played golf yesterday. It was fun and I enjoyed it. And I was terrible, but
jealous.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think that's the adult version. Like, my buddies and I'm sure I'm not unique in this, we used to play our pickup football games every Sunday because you'd be watching the NFL and you'd be like, man, I want to go play football. And we go outside after the games and you go play. In the winter, my brothers and I loved watching basketball. My dad had to put a hoop in the garage because where I grew up, it was cold. And we would go out and play because we're watching the NBA thing. Like, man, I want to do that. And then, that's the one thing as an adult where you don't go out and play football anymore. You don't go even play pickup basketball often. But this is the one event that you watch the Masters and think, man, I want to go out there and do that.
And you can. Somebody on the text line, 713-572-4610, said, caught me off guard. Said, why'd you call Phil a cracker? Not nice. I had to think for a second. It's like, oh, yeah, I called him a wisecracker.
That's what the whites used to do.
I was like, hold on, wait a second. Oh,
it's
all
right. It's a cracker on cracker, so you're good.
Yeah, I guess I did that. Kind of. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of like a coconut.
Tough to crack?
Brown on the outside and white on the inside.
I was not ready for that one. Bajani is kind of like a coconut.
Kind of like a coconut, yeah. I don't know. There's probably a better analogy out there somewhere, but that's the best I can come up with.
Ogres are like onions. Bajani's like a coconut.
Oh, my goodness. T-Mail, do you need to get things officially kicked off today by doing something? You usually show the good people some nippies.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. It's officially a
for
Thursday.
For your viewing pleasure.
If you are not thirsty, you should be by now after seeing that on YouTube and Twitch.
Fraud, the show does say the drive does not officially get started until I show my nips.
Yeah.
So we're off and running, baby.
Off and running officially. There you go. you feel into positive vibes today after yesterday's? Let's see. The Astros had not started yesterday by the time you guys had come on air. Did you guys get a chance to
the Grand Slam happened as we were signing off?
Oh, yeah. God, what a horrible thing.
It was a nut punch.
Horrible timing.
Punch right to the nuts.
Randy Arozarena is one of those guys that would deliver such a cheap shot, a grand slam as you guys are going off. Absolute kick in the nuts. Like, he Dylan Brooks'd you guys. You know, the Dylan Brooks who tried to kick that fella in the nuts the other day really missed and kicked him in the gut. So shout out to him.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
It was a great sell job by that guy who fell to the floor like LeBron James had gotten sniped from the
you ain't
levels.
Ever lied.
Yeah. LeBron blames. The Astros' dumb 7-6 loss. Is that still stuck in y'all's craw a little bit, or have you gotten over it?
It's a brutal loss. I mean, especially when you consider it's the Mariners. They were up 5-0 with 4 outs to go. And maybe I should take some responsibility. I sort of jinxed it on air yesterday, although Ron was saying
damn
similar
you.
Things. Yeah, we were both saying, like, oh, there's no way the Mariners can score 6 runs and win once you get that 5th run.
Oh, you went and did that?
Well, Ron did that. I said something similar. I don't remember what I said exactly. But
well, this is not good.
Yeah, so maybe we're responsible. But the thought being, not only you lose a game like that, but you do it to the Mariners in their ballpark where that team can't score, and they erupted in the last not even 2 innings. There was already a couple of outs in that 8th inning, and Rosarena hits the grand slam, and then the way the 9th goes, Paredes tries to get the tag at 3rd. That kind of screwed things up. You had a missed strike 3 call from the umpire. That didn't help, and that's a brutal loss.
I'm not joking at all. I'm a very, I won't say very, but I'm superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the whole jinx thing because on Area 45, I do it all the freaking time.
Recall, yeah.
With my words, with my thoughts, because we do the H-Town post-game show.
Mm-hmm.
And PC likes to do and likes to say, happy recap. And if I even have that thought, and now PC's even on it because he needles me. He's not a very superstitious guy. He will say, happy recap coming up, kind of a thing like that. And I'm like, you screwed it up. Well, so you are a self-proclaimed jinx yesterday.
Yeah.
I think Tyler is to blame as well. I think Chris Santiago, our producer on Area 45, is just as culpable. And I even had the thought, like, boy, it's going to be a badass Wednesday show. We get to start with the H-Town post-game show, a happy recap. A lot of really good things had happened in the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For the Astros. They had 4 guys
great.
With a multi-hit performance. Cam Smith had another really good day. Hunter Brown was fantastic. Jeremy Pena come up big. I'm probably forgetting, a couple of other things. But, it was going to be a series win. There's something good and a mm-hmm. successful road trip. You could have mm-hmm. gone 4-2 instead of 3-3. And I thought immediately, like, what a crappy week this has been. I blame John McClain for getting it kickstarted because on Twitter, the night before the Cougs played Florida in the title game, John said, boy, I hope Lorenzo Charles isn't wandering around somewhere tomorrow night.
Well, sorry.
I confronted John about that last night. He was on Area 45, and I in not so many words, I told him he was an ass for doing that. And because
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Because the only legitimate comparison that you could make to the Cougs losing the way that they did to Florida is 1983, Lorenzo Charles and NC State and that whole thing. It's been a bad week.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah. Hey, you were there.
Yeah.
You
Monday
were
night
there.
At
now,
the national championship, yeah.
Are you Florida alum?
No.
You're a college basketball fan?
Yeah, I just figured it's down the road. How often do you get to go to a national championship game? And then Houston's in it, so represent, you know, go represent the city. So, yeah, just took the opportunity to go to the game.
So, maybe you're a jinx like Tyler.
That's true.
Like, maybe.
Like who?
Like you.
How about jinx?
Because every live sporting event that is, you know, relative to the city of Houston, like important to the city of Houston, you go to, they lose.
That's not even true. It's just the away games for these damn Texans, brother.
You're like
that
Ted
is
Cruz.
All it is.
You're like Ted Cruz.
No, get the hell out of here.
Ted Cruz was there, by the way, the other day. Yeah. So it didn't help. You were there. Ted Cruz was there. Tyler was watching.
BS. It is strictly the away games that I go to watch these damn Texans. And I own it. There is some sort of curse or jinx or something right now with that. But, my friend, that is not true.
Add it to the list, all you conspiracy theorists out there. Things that we cannot allow happen in the city of Houston for Tyler, Luke, or Ted Cruz to attend or even watch or talk about or think about. Rat bastards.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.